Hazel, the energy she had, the spunk, the determination, she just lit up a room everywhere she went, and people admired her so much. She was just, I don't know, it's just words can't even describe her. She was so amazing.
Were you, she must have taken over, like Mississauga is one of the fastest growing communities in Canada, but when she was there, were you a high school kid then, or like how far back do you go with her then?
I met her actually first in 1991. So I got involved in women's hockey at the provincial level at that time, and so that was my first experience actually at the winning the big one with Kathy Phillips game. It was in celebration of Kathy Phillips, a goaltender for Team Canada, who right after the 1990 World Championships discovered that she had a benign brain tumor. So after that, we wanted to celebrate her recovery. And so we created the special game for her, and so Hazel actually skated in the game. So we had a women's team play a men's team, and it was really cool. So Mayor Hazel was on the women's team, Daryl Sittler was on the men's team, and his daughter was on the women's team, and Ken Dryden was on the men's team, and his daughter was on the women's team, and then we had Team Canada players, we had Team Ontario players, and actually three Hamilton Tiger Cats as well, and believe it or not, the girls team won on an intercepted touchdown for the win on the last minute of play, so on the hockey rink. So it was really cool. But Mayor Hazel was there and skated with everyone else, and it was really cool.
What was happening in the community? Is there anything she was, was there something that she was really instrumental in making something happen for Mississauga outside of the sports world, I guess?
Yeah, she became mayor of Streetsville in the 70s, and then it amalgamated, I guess, all the communities together and became Mississauga. So she ran the Mississauga for 37 years, and she put up signs of her very first election. And after that, her philosophy was: "Is my work that I do determines whether I get reelected." And she never spent a penny on any reelection campaign. And I think she was reelected 12 times. And that was her philosophy. She says, if I don't do the work, I won't get reelected. So my work will determine whether I get reelected. And she stepped down herself when she was 93 years old, and kept running. She, like I say, she probably could have kept going, but she needed to enjoy some part of her life. And actually, even after her retirement, up till she was at least 100, she was on eight different board of directors in the Toronto area, including the transportation, the greater transport, or the sorry, the airport authority, and so she was sitting on that board of directors at 100 years of age. So, and I think even up to 2 weeks ago, she was still in the news, supporting the Green Belt in the Toronto area. So she worked right up to the last.
She was a widow? What did her husband do for a living?
Sam, he was a printer, and he owned a printing company in Streetsville. So her and her husband, they moved there in 1951. She'd actually grown up on the Gaspé Coast in Quebec, and met her husband and was married in 1951 and moved to Mississauga, and so they were residents of the Streetsville, Mississauga area until his passing in 1997. And he was an exceptional man too.
Is there anything else you want to add about her?
Wow, I could talk all day about her and things, and just her passion for women's hockey. She actually played professional women's hockey in 1941 in Montreal. She got paid $5 a game in Montreal, and her sister played as well. So the two of them were on the Kick hockey team. It was a pop drink, I guess, K-I-K, Kick, and they played back in the 40s, I guess, and supported the growth of women's hockey starting way back then. And then she got involved in, once Ontario Women's Hockey Association was formed, she discovered a new passion to help the sport grow, and she was right there in the 1987 Women's World Tournament, which was the direct result of that was the 1990 Women's World Hockey Championship. And so she was right there from the ground floor, getting all those events going, and was instrumental, along with Fran Ryder, in getting women's hockey into the Olympics.
I wonder if anybody ever wanted to pull her into provincial or federal politics, just stayed civic.
She stayed civic. I know she certainly wouldn't hesitate to pick up a phone and call. a prime minister or a premier, if she thought they weren't doing the job she thought they should be doing, she'd get on the phone and give them a call, and definitely mentored a lot of politicians. But her philosophy was is just do what's right, and with honesty. There's really no party lines with her. It's just whatever needs to be done for the best for everyone is what needed to happen. And she was a force in the boardroom and just an exceptional person, but honest. And I think if we had more politicians like her, I think this world would be such a better place and things. 'Cause she just told it like it was and like it is, and just, you know, whatever was the right thing to do is the way to go about it, and just with honesty. And Mississauga didn't raise taxes for at least two decades under her mayorship. So she was quite something, and her philosophy was, if we don't have the money, we're not going to spend it. We gotta have the money first before we build something or do something.
That's good. Is that okay?